USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. and Iran continue to engage in dueling threats after a series of military exchanges. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
After Iran says it has 32 specific targets in mind for retaliatory strikes after the U.S. takes out one of its top generals with a missile strike on the Baghdad airport, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discusses the president's threat to attack 52 targets in Iran if it follows through on its threats.
The Iranian leadership needs to understand that attacking Americans is not cost-free. The cost will be clear and direct.
Pompeo spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump's re-election campaign continues to rake in the bucks, now at $46 million of the final quarter in 2019, far outpacing Democratic competitors Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Landslides and floods triggered by torrential downpours have left at least 60 people dead in and around Indonesia's capital as rescuers struggle to continue the search. Monsoon rains and rising rivers submerged over a dozen districts in the greater Jakarta area. National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesman Angus Wilborough said most of the fatalities included those who have drowned or have been electrocuted since the rivers broke their banks. It's the worst flooding in the area since 2007 when 80 people were killed in over 10 days. Police say rock legend Rod Stewart and his son Sean were involved in an altercation at the Breakers Palm Beach Resort on New Year's Eve and subsequently charged with battery of a resort employee. An employee who was working the area claims the singer threw a punch, striking him in the rib cage. Both men are ordered to appear at the Palm Beach County Criminal Justice Complex on February 5th for their arraignment hearing. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Unstoppable wildfires continue to torch the land down under. USA Radio's Wendy King has a story on who's helping.
Singer and songwriter Pink has announced she donated $500,000 to help fight the brush fires in Australia. She also posted a list of websites for fire departments where people may send money if they want to help. Ellen DeGeneres also urged her Twitter followers to contribute to the aid efforts. She says, "I've already donated. I hope you will donate too." And members of Steve Irwin's family, who run the Australian Zoo, have been caring for animals injured and displaced by the blazes. More than 15 million acres across the continent have been burned, and 1,000 homes have been destroyed.
The new year is off to a profitable start in Illinois, where the state's marijuana shops brought in nearly $3.2 million on the first day of legal sale. Illinois is the 11th state to legalize the drug. According to the governor's senior advisor for cannabis control, 37 state dispensaries made 77,128 transactions, amounting to more than $3.17 million in sales. Legalization in Illinois also means that nearly 800,000 people with criminal records for purchasing or possessing 30 grams of marijuana or less would have their records expunged. Earlier this week, Governor Pritzker granted more than 11,000 pardons for low-level marijuana convictions. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.